दिल अरुणा पुरवा भाग द्विज मन गोरा अमन जाग भगत समूह लयसाथ गेल नगर व्राज भगत समूह लयसाथ गेल नगर व्राज थतहि बजल काल गन गन तय जजर राल थतहि बजल काल गन गन तय जजर राल प्रेम डाला डाला सनारा आंगा चरण नुपुर बाजे प्रेम डाला डाला सनारा आंगा चरण नुपुर माधव यादव रे बोलर बोलर वदन बरे मुकुंद माधव यादव रे बोलन बोलर वदन देवन से गलर रात दिवस शरीर साज निजन दबस गलर रात दिवस शरीर साज मन दुर्लभ मानव दया पाए आगे कर भवन क्या मन दुर्लभ मानव दया पाए आगे कर भवन क्या यवन बजला यशद सुता चरम बड़ि बलाज यवन बजला यशद सुता चरम बड़ि बलाज तपना हला दिन गला बरे उदित तपना हला दिन गला बरे व्यवस्था Abaganayave Aradaya Navajarudaya Raja Abaganayave Aradaya Navajarudaya Raja Jivana Anitya Janata Taya Nana Veda Vipadava Jivana Anitya Janata Taya Nana Veda Vipadava Namajaya kare yatana tume taga apana kaje Namajaya kare yatana tume taga apana kaje Jivera Kalyana Sadhanaka Jagata Asya Madhurana Jivera Kalyana Sadhanaka Jagata Asya Madhurana Ave jati mera tapana rupe hruda gagane viraje
Ave jati mera tapana rupe
hruda gagane viraje Ave jati mera tapana rupe hruda gagane viraje Nama Sudha Kariyapa Jurava Bhagati Vinoda Pran
Krishna
Nama Sudha Kariyapa Jurava Bhagati Vinoda Pran Namavena Koshi Nayakara Koda Bhuvana Bhaje
Namavena Koshi Nayakara
Koda Bhuvana Bhaje Namavena Koshi Nayakara Purava Bhaga Dvijamani Gara Amani Jaga Bhagata Tamu Alaya Tate Gela Nagara Vraje
Bhagata Tamu Alaya
Tate Gela Nagara Vraje Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy out of love for the Lord, his body is trembling, his golden body is trembling, and his ankle bells were making beautiful songs. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressing the villagers and he was telling them loudly, "Your nights, you waste your time in sleep and sex, and in the daytime, you decorate your bodies and try to make money. That's how you are wasting your day and night. At least now start chanting Mukunda, Yadava, Hari, these transcendental names. Fill your mouth with these holy names in an offenseless way. Your God is very rare human body. Don't you want to utilize this golden opportunity? Now, if you don't worship the son of Mother Yashoda, great distress is awaiting you at the time of death." With every rising and setting of the sun, the days are slipping away, and it is becoming wasted. Then, don't you think you have to worship the Lord, who is the Lord of your heart? Why you are wasting your time in all useless material activities? Please try to understand that this life is very ephemeral. It is full of miseries. So, attentively, carefully, take shelter of the holy name and always serve the Lord. Take it as your eternal occupation. To deliver all the living entities, this nectarian holy name has appeared in this material universe. And in the dark chambers of your heart, it is rising like the sun and is driving away the ocean of darkness, ignorance. Please drink the pure nectar of the holy name. And when you do this, Bhakti Vinod becomes very happy. I tell you, in all the 14 worlds, there is no shelter other than the holy name of Lord Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So today, we'll be speaking something from the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the father of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is the spiritual master of the founder of ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So the teachings of Gauranga Dev, which flooded the whole of India 5 centuries ago, were lost into oblivion, were again forgotten, distorted. There's a whole atmosphere of hypocrisy and materialism. At that time, by the divine arrangement of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so during the British time, 1838. So on this day, today disappearance day, sorry. So he appeared, the appearance day, it comes generally after Janmashtami. So the parents of Bhaktivinoda Thakur They gave him name Kedarnath Dutt, the name that parents gave Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kedarnath Dutt. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his life was full of intense activity for Krishna. You cannot count the number of works he has produced after the six Goswamis. No one has written so much literature on the Supreme Lord. So he was given the title Saptama Goswami. That is after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the person who has come to again establish the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on earth. So he was famous as Saptama Goswami. His biography is named Saptama Goswami, the seventh Goswami. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj's biography was titled The Ray of Vishnu. He was born from the intense prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He prayed that I want a son who from his childhood who can propagate very powerfully the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a grihastha. He was a very big official. In those days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a very big man during British time. He was a magistrate for a region in Bengal under British. Seeing his intelligence, they have given him that big post of magistrate. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taken as his life's mission to propagate the teachings, the life and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So generally people are very attached to big positions. Suppose you ask the Prime Minister, why don't you just take sannyas and go into anonymity? Nobody will do that. You go and tell Tata and Birla, just leave everything. Go to a forest cave and chant Hare Krishna. They can never think of that. No? They can never imagine. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being a very staunch follower, Vairagya Vidya, he was Yukta Vairagya, he was renunciation personified. So he was not interested in the job. Then he put conditions to the government. All right. So I have this interest in my life. So I want to resign. The British came to terms. Whatever you want to you do, but you should also attend your attending the court. law and justice. This time we went to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, where Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was born. Now Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was born in Jagannath Puri. He grew in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That time when Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was born, his posting was in Jagannath Puri. That time Bhakti Siddhanta was born. But we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. It is in one of the islands of Navdeep, which is known as Godrumbeep. Godruma Dweep. Go is Surabhika. Surabhi cow. So that is Go. Druma means tree. So Godruma Dweep, where Indra came with Surabhi cow to do tapasya. So it's called Godruma Dweep. Indra was very guilty for offending Krishna, for harassing, you know, all the Brijavasis. Krishna sent torrential rains. So a big offense. He was trying to control and harass Krishna and his dear Brijavasis. So Krishna forgave him when he came and fell at his feet. But still, Indra was feeling repeatedly guilty. So he went and asked Surabhi, who is very dear to Krishna. Surabhi cow, celestial cow, the cow from Goloka. Surabhi told, the Lord is going to come to Audharya Dham. Audharya Dham. The Navadvip Mayapuri is called Audharya Dham. Vrindavan is called Madhurya Dham. Sweet pastimes of Krishna, Radha and their associates. So Madhurya Dham. And this is Audharya Dham, the land of magnanimity, munificence, and mercifulness. So there is no place like Navadvip Mayapur, this entire material world. So the only hope for the people of Kali Yuga is Mayapur Navadvip. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he did his tapasya there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he did his tapasya there. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji, none of these great Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they did not prefer to live in Vrindavan. They think they were unqualified. And then they spend their time in Navadvip Mayapur, the land of mercifulness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he spent his time just across the river, Antardvip, and part of which is Mayapur. Mayapur is a place in Antardvip. We talked about Godrumbeep and Antardvip. So, he wanted to meditate. That time, nobody knew the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to establish the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is very important. Where did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear? Because the Ganga, she flows in many, many directions. That's why it's an island. So whenever there are floods and all that, all these islands, their geography changes. Something this way, something that way. And nobody could know what exactly the location of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an extraordinary scholar, a very deep thinker, very brilliant man. So whatever information was there in government maps and gadgets and all that, and then he started meditating. The holy places cannot be revealed by research. The Lord has to reveal to you, and it has to be confirmed by realized souls. There is no other way. When we were in Kurukshetra, there was a funny, big seminar. They were trying to prove Jyotisar is not the place of Bhagavad Gita. Big seminar. That means in Kaliga, they want to actually destroy, confuse people, you know. You are very fortunate that you have not heard Abhinava, Vyasa Dharandara in Kaliga. Many people, they are declared as Vyasadeva because they are such big scholars in Sanskrit. So, you don't know. They say the Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapter, 700 slokas, that is not the original Bhagavad Gita. And 10-15 different people say in Bhagavad Gita there are 500 slokas only, there are 6 chapters only. Later on people added all this confusion there. Because we don't read outside books. People call us, what is this Uddhava Gita? What is this Ashtavakra Gita? People are promoting all this because they want to destroy the Krishna Arjuna Gita. In Kaliga, people want to talk of so many things. So that people, educated people, lose interest. People talk this, that, what is actually. So there are nearly about 10-12 different Gitas are there, apart from Krishnarjuna Bhagavad Gita. And on Krishnarjuna Bhagavad Gita also, there are hundreds of commentaries. Everybody is saying something else, something else. You can just imagine, who can come to original Bhagavad Gita and accept Krishna? Very impossible. If there are 900 different versions saying different things on Krishna's in Bhagavad Gita, and there are 12 other Gitas, and they are also promoted by, this is actually the Gita, not that Krishna. This is Brahma Kumaris, who are the biggest mission now. In Bombay they have 120 places. We only have 3 places in Bombay. They have 120 places. Every city, they have hundreds and hundreds of centers propagating their bogus philosophy. So this is Kali Yuga. So all bogus things will be more popular. Prabhupada writes, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj writes, that everybody wants to enjoy Krishna's property. That is the law of Kali Yuga. If a son or daughter wants to become devotee, the parents become very heavily they oppose, because this daughter or son, they are for my sense gratification. How can it be used in Krishna's service? You want to come and serve Krishna, because you belong to Krishna, no? The parents, no, this is my object of service. How can this be taken away from me? If parents want to become devotees, children don't like. No, these parents are meant to serve me. How can they go away and serve Krishna? This is the situation in Kali Yuga. Everybody will become parent. If you want to donate something, everybody will, all your relatives will become enemies. Why he is giving it to a mission like that? We went to claim the house of Santabai. Santabai, she wanted to give her house to us directly. She gave me the papers and I took the lawyer also, no? You are there? She gave the papers, Swami, after my death, my house should go to ISKCON, Krishna. Then, unfortunately, she died suddenly. So, that time, Andhra Telangana issue was at its peak level, disturbances. All offices closed and everybody was on the streets. So nothing was going on. So, me and the lawyer and Rajasekhar, she gave the papers, please, get it transferred in your name. Then she told, I want to live at least for another 4 years. Because I paid, how many lakhs she paid in TTD? 8 lakhs. She gave 8 lakhs to TTD. And they gave her 20 years permission. Every year, 3 days. They will give her a place to stay, special darshan, a lot of prasad. She is attached to Balaji. So she changed those papers. For next 4 years, I want to go with ISKCON devotees, with Chandrasekhar, Swami or somebody like that. Previously they were relatives' names. 5 people are allowed, she and other 4. She made the papers all change. The papers came. Chandrasekhar, Sukadeva Swami, who else? Another 2 names. They were there. That was done. And when she died suddenly, without all this, we went and told her, I showed them the papers. We xeroxed it so that the lawyer can make effective document looking at this. Original she gave it to me, but I gave it back to her. Now we are only attending to her for everything. So, I told the relatives, No, we did so much to her before. You are only just, you know her for 2-3 years. Before that, she was giving us so many things and we did so much for her. And she's our blood relative. So people, then they are like rogues. They are not giving their property. This is Santabhai's property. She wanted to give to Krishna. We are not asking to give one paisa of theirs. I said, no, no, no. We cannot give our property to Krishna. It's meant for us. That is the point I am trying to say. Nobody likes. If you want to write something for Krishna, then everybody will oppose you. So the world is nowadays like that. But actually everyone, everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure. You will only become happy to the degree you give your time, you give your everything to Krishna, and then you will be safe and happy. And you don't give, you only give a little, so you will only suffer everything to Krishna. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Yukta Vairagya, is a very expert, very pure devotee. So he knows how to engage everything. He was a magistrate. So he utilized his influence. And then he did great meditation. And then in the nights, he was only sleeping 2 hours a day. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was sleeping only 2 hours a day. So day and night, he was chanting or writing or doing. And then he was crying to know the most important place on earth, Yoga Peeth, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one night, where the present Yoga Peeth is there, he found effulgence. The Lord's place, effulgence. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally revealing him. He found effulgence. Although at that time it was a forest, nothing was there. Effulgence. And then he went. That was in the possession of Muslims, that place. All these hypocrite Hindus to make business were saying, oh, this place is Chaitanya's birthplace, so that everybody will come and put money there, and they come and build temple, help them. So everybody is simply interested. So many people were saying, this is the birthplace of Chaitanya, that is the birthplace. But the real birthplace was in the possession of Muslims. And it was a tila, it was a mound of earth. And a lot of tulsi plants were there. It was unused by the Muslims. It belongs to it was a Muslim property, so some place. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he found in his meditation, this is the birthplace, and all the tulsi bushes, very big, big tulsi plants. He thought, yeah, maybe this is the place. This is the like, mound of the earth. Then he wanted to ratify, confirm. How can you, because everybody was floating so many confusions. Very, you know, Brahmins, Pandits, everybody is trying to make business. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he approached Jagannath Das Babaji. He was 118 years old. He left it 120 years. There are 118 years. You know, we don't live up to that life. So we don't know. So his hair was, they were no trimming, no fashion. So it's like a bush. His eyebrows, hair, eyelashes. And he's so old, he cannot lift his. And his body, the giants all speechless. He was sitting in his place like that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he considered Jagannath Vaishnava Sarabhauma. He is the oldest Vaishnava. And he has attained Siddhi. Whatever comes out of his mouth, it comes true. He was such a powerful man. Vaishnava Sarabhauma, Jagannathayate Namaha. So, he was not in a position to move. But he's always 24 hours. So there is what is called Uddipana. Uddipana means whenever a Siddha Purush comes to a place and there is any extra merit, bhakti in that place, he becomes more ecstatic because he's already ecstatic. So in a basket, in a basket, they put him in that and they brought him there. Because it's a very powerful place, Yogapit, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the center of material universe in Kali Yuga. That's why Prabhu, everybody thought, when Prabhupada said, this will be my international headquarters. Nothing there, a forest, you know, on, entire place. Now it is revealing, the Dham is revealing now. Now big tourist place in Bengal, big, big buildings, thousands and thousands of people, all foreigners, all countries. But that time when Prabhupada, just a forest, a piece of land. Prabhupada, he took Jaipatak Maharaj, a few others, and said, we sit here, this will be my internet headquarters. Snakes, leeches, and mosquitoes, and marshy land, floods. Jaipatak Maharaj, he tolerated everything, just for the sake of his Guru Maharaj. I was also reading last night, life of Gaurgoyan Maharaj. That was also a big jungle. The Prabhupada was sending everybody like that. Prabhupada, so this. And the Bhuvaneswara at some place, and Gaurgoyan Maharaj, he got a bit of land, which was a forest land. And Prabhupada told, you sit there and you cook your own food and you translate all my books into Orissa. So, no light, nothing. But he said, my Guru Maharaj gave me this order. I have to die or do it. He took it. Similarly, Prabhupada told, and these people, they, you know, and then Muslims attacked them, they were beating the place of the Muslim area. Now, because ISKCON is purchasing, Hindus are coming, Muslims are leaving their place now. There was nothing there. So, a whole Adbhut Mandir, a great city, a spiritual city, Prabhupada wanted it. What is the most prominent religious city, Vatican? The majority people of the world are Christians. You go to Vatican, that is the most famous religious city. All religious buildings, quarters, activities. The Vatican is headquarters of the Pope. No? So Prabhupada wanted that this Mayapur should become more famous than Vatican. We should have our own airport, we should have our own ships, the steamers going on, and now they are getting an airport also. No? Haribol. At that time they could not believe. Prabhupada was telling all these things to them. And he said, you build a temple much bigger than the church in Vatican. Now the structure is getting ready. So that is the Siddha Purush. Prabhupada was directly in contact with Krishna. So whatever he told, simply devotees have to hold on and then it will happen. So Prabhupada came to Nellur. Prabhupada came to Nellur. We can easily open ISKCON center here. Because Prabhupada came. And it happened. How you believe in Prabhupada, that decides. You should not consider a Vaishnava as an ordinary man. You should not consider pure devotees as ordinary people. So, devotees always carefully listen and they keep it very carefully in the heart and they want to go on working. What is now, don't bother. Just go on doing your work. I want to go here, I want to go there. Everything, no? Whatever Guru says, my Vrindavan is this, my Mayapur is this, like that. No? Prabhudatta Desh, they call it. Prabhudatta Desh. Whatever the Guru gives, and if you try to stay there and do it, your life is, you may build or not build, but you will attain Krishna love, what more you want? So devotees have to be so fixed like that on the instructions. You don't worry about it. Just like say, Nellur is everything. Whatever I have to do, I have to be doing here. This is what Prabhupada came here. So we should develop this. Many, many things, school, this, that, a lot of spiritual things. And Prabhupada will be very happy. He has such faith that I have put my feet there and the followers have faith. If Prabhupada has put his feet, that means Krishna has sanctioned it. Just you hang around. Your qualification or no qualification, just hang around. So, Jagannath Das Babaji is Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. He is the head of all Vaishnavas in that time. And it's the most important event to confirm. It is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or not. So they brought him there. There is no better authority than him. And then he is 118 years old. When they brought him there, he could not contain his ecstasy. Generally everything was, you know, become stiff. Because the ecstasy was so much, he jumped off the basket. And the hands and legs became all right, because ecstasy. And he was chanting, Jai Gaurari, Jai Gaurari, Jai Gaurari, like that. He has become like a 16-year-old boy. This Jagannath Das Babaji became like 60, because he's actually the Nitya Siddha. He was dancing like anything. Gaurari, Gaurari, what is going on? And then all Vaishnavas, they had to agree. This is the place. that the miracle has happened. Such an old man has become completely young and is shouting like anything, indifferent to everything surrounding him. See, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur decided, no, I should build a temple here. And during excavation, also confirmation, Kurmadev, very auspicious, who lifts the earth, Kurmadev duty came. He gave it to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. And then another deity, Adoksha the Vishnu, which was worshipped by Jagannath Mishra, that also came out. It's there in the record. Jagannath Mishra was worshipping Adoksha the Vishnu. The deity is there in this big size. So not only that he had a vision, not only that Jagannath Babaji came and danced there, but now archaeological evidence, that was the house of Jagannath Mishra. Other how can there be Adoksha Vishnu, which was there in Chaitanya Bhagavat? They found it there. So all Brahmins, the governor, everybody has to become quiet. Nobody, no dispute anymore. Finish. So you could establish. So you leave it there, and all the things you use in Bhajan Kutir, and where Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was coming to associate with him, his Bhajan Kutir is there. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's Bhajan Kutir, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Samadhi Mandir, and the deities, Gaur Gada, the deities which Bhaktivinoda Thakur worshipped, they were there. And where Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj stayed, let us go Swanada Sukhaja Kunj. The place in Godhram is called Swananda Sukhaja Kunj. That's a place in Goloka, and Kunja, where Manjaris live. So this Navdeep is non-different from Goloka. So all the places in Goloka Vrindavan, they are all there in Navdeep. As I told you, Navdeep represents Navada Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did passion. Where hearing, where kirtan, where smaran, and he did pastimes there. And the another greatest contribution of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the book Navadvip Dham Mahatya. Because that is the most important places of pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most important, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did what. So it's called Navadvip Dhamma Mahatya. It's a huge book. Where what happened. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that means Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done the best and most contribution to the revival of bhakti in the modern age. Without that, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories, without hearing them, how you can cleanse your heart? But if you read Krishna's things, you cannot believe them, and you cannot become pure as you become pure by reading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. That means he is the main person, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to establish the modern Hare Krishna movement. That is the second, third, in those days where there was nothing, he made some predictions. There is a visionary. That time there was nothing. He said there is going to be an Adbhut Mandir. There's going to be a very grand temple here. there. People from all over the world will come in there, come to worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu here. We predicted there is a big city here, a big temple here, and all people from all over the world will come here to worship him. And all the people of different nationalities, they come and happily chant with hands on each other's shoulders. They will chant, Jaya Gaurahari, Jaya Gaurahari. They will all chant. Now this is happening. And more things are in line. The West Bengal government, from the time of independence, it was only the communists were winning the place, elections, all the time. For 25 years. And they were harassing ISKCON like anything. And similarly, Russia, that time it was called USSR, Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. Russia, one country. And they were deadly against religion, Russia, deadly against communism. It's Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, Germany, Czechoslovakia, and Russia, China, deadly against. They were torturing, they were harassing devotees like anything. Prabhupada wanted that in Germany, Russia, so people risked their livelihood. I have to die anyway. Let me die for fulfilling the order of Prabhupada. Now the Hare Krishna movement is very big in Russia. But so many people became mad because they were given such injections by the Russian government. And many people died in such, they did not give them food. They were put in concentrated camps and like that. More than a dozen, 20 devotees, they died. Because of that, you know, like Kamsa was harassing. So what happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to come when devotees make such sacrifices. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, nothing can be stopped. So the communism was destroyed in Russia. Now Hare Krishna is the most number of followers outside India is Russia. That means Finnish. Just because devotees wanted to fulfill the order of Prabhupada. And then similarly, in West Bengal also, communist people, completely they are putting case that ISKCON wanted to buy land. He said, you cannot have more than 10 acres of land. But how they can build a city in 10 acres of land? City means at least it should be 1,000 acres, 2,000 acres, and you can have all different sections, offices, this, that, agriculture, city. So, but West Bengal government put a ban on ISKCON. No person, no institute can have more than 10 acres. And devotees have to, on different trusts and all that. Now, because of the harassment on devotees, communism is finished, completely rooted out. That is Mamata Banerjee, Trinamool Congress, that has come into the power. And she is favorable to ISKCON. All right. Now everything is fast track. There is nobody to harass ISKCON there. And Mamata Banerjee, she will be attending in Kolkata. Jagannath Radha Yatra is on the same day as Jagannath Puri. It is on 29th of June. And like Jagannath Puri, they will have three chariots, wooden chariots, no ultra modern, heavy chariots. And it has become so popular in Bengal. Now, Mamata Banerjee and these people, they come and do what Raja Pratap Rudra did, you know, sweeping the... They all come and go. So, all these things are happening. Just because Bhaktivinoda Thakur already gave encouragement, he predicted. That time nobody imagined, nobody know who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People know Ram and Krishna. Actually, until I came to read Prabhupada books, I don't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First time when I got a book, reading Prabhupada books, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Parachaitanya? I mean, by the time I completed reading that book, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Yeah, Prabhupada writes with such realization. That's why you are all convinced, no? You are all convinced or not? Otherwise, how can young girls get out of the house, give up the jobs, going on the streets? Why you are doing all this? Because you have faith. That yes, we are with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the most safe. We are in ISKCON, we are with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are with Prabhupada, and all women need some protection, and every person wants a joyful life. Now, we all want to be free from Maya. Now, people think, how can women live without marriage? Now, after 15, 20 years, people have to see, here are people. Living without marriage, doing big things for Prabhupada and like that. So it's looking like we are doing little things, but more things are there. Prabhupada's disciples are first generation, and we are second generation. The people are third generation disciples of Prabhupada. Yeah? So, it is said that a grandfather is more inclined for grandchildren than son. No? In Andhra also, like, Tathagar Manon Ulla Bhattin, Tandri Talidan Bhattichpar, grandfather, he will write, my property belongs to my grandson, not to the son, they give it to the grandson. Things like that. That means there will be more blessings for the third generation people. That's why in Prabhupada time also in India, women were, they are getting married and joining the mission. Now, this is also happening, that people are coming to join because their faith is so strong. So this is all the result of predictions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When he says, when people read it, it gives such faith and realization. Prabhupada told, whether people join or not, this movement is going to grow for the next 10,000 years. If decent people don't join, then unqualified people, uneducated will join and they will become leaders. And they will do. But this movement is going to happen anyway. Whoever comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will empower them. And they will do the job. So whoever grabs the opportunity, that is uneducated, the woman, this or that, whoever becomes part of, just like Chandrasekhara, they are saying, we did not distribute this many books. This Mataji is something, they are surprised or not. How it is happening, they are talking, you know. We are here in this town, but they don't know Telugu, they have come only 1 year ago. And they daily go out, sell 100, 150. All these boys, you know, they are, I think, outbeaten, defeated or not. Defeated or not, you go out and try to distribute and see. If you can go out and distribute 100 books in this town and come back and see. So you have to admit. So if you have the faith, and the blessings are there. Prabhupada has come to Nellore, and you are submissive to Prabhupada's representative. And no matter what you are, if the faith is there, you can go and do. Come. This is like that, this is like that, then you will remain only like that. You will only remain like that. No? So, people should have vision. No? So, this, because of writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you develop that faith. I am not the doer, Krishna is the doer. I have to be simply instrument. Then things will happen. And you don't become proud also. You are trying to follow and Krishna is taking as an instrument in his hands. And he also predicted Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He predicted that there will come a time high court judges and big, big doctors and big, big officials, they will be going to their work with tilaka on their face and japamala and kantimala in their neck. They are big, big officers. Now they have some and this is going to grow. Slowly as devotees preach enthusiastically. So for 10,000 years nobody can shake this movement because it is predicted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He predicted all these things. So we are going to again gather in the noon. The outside people also will come. We will have more katha in the afternoon. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura Mahārāja ki. Yeah.